The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, welcome in. Friday edition, Bruce Hooley Show. Glad to have you along. I am back and glad to be back. No worries. Everything good medically. MRI came out good. Ready to start another round of treatment, but all is good, and I'm glad to be with you guys. We have a full Friday, and we will start with the world coming right here to our doorstep. The crazy Palestinian moron students. Who either have not availed themselves of the video online of the October 7th Hamas attacks to educate themselves. I mean, they're on a college campus. Why would they want to educate themselves about the horrific deeds done, bragged about, cheered, publicized, extolled by people who share their view that Jews should not exist? That's come right to our doorstep, to the South Oval at Ohio State, where last night the Ohio State Patrol moved in, good for them, and cleared the scene. Got about 20 arrests. Anybody who's out there doing that, if you're not complying with police officers, doing exactly what they tell you to do when they tell you to do it, well, fool around and find out. And I hope you're handcuffed. I hope you're arrested. Of course, nothing will probably happen to you here in Columbus, Ohio. And as proof of that, I had the opportunity yesterday to make connection with a person who lives in the campus area. I'm going to try to be informative on what he told me without betraying his anonymity, so that the last thing in the world I want to do is make what has already been a very difficult last 4 months for him more difficult. But I'll have some personal detail on what it's like to be a Jewish citizen in the area of campus. This bubbled over in the last couple of days, where we had, I think, two people arrested the day before. One of them, of course, was a journalism student, and one of them was a climate activist. Yes, register your shock with mine. So last night, the cops showed up. You are not allowed to congregate on the Ohio State campus. You are not allowed to, unless you have a permit, you are not allowed to camp on the Ohio State campus. And so around 8 o'clock, a half hour after police officers said that the area needed to be cleared in 10 minutes, around 8 o'clock, the demonstrators started to step up their game. And they decided to make more noise, be more unruly, not comply. And so at 11 o'clock, you say, wait, that's 3.5 hours after they were given 10 minutes to disperse. Yes, 3.5 hours after they were given orders to disperse, the police finally said, okay, enough of this. And they moved in and they started arresting people. Now, we do have the right in this country to peacefully protest. On the left, you have the right to burn down police headquarters and break store windows and murder people who come to the aid of friends who own pawn shops, at least if you're in St. Louis. And David Dorn, a retired police officer, is there to guard his friend's pawn shop. But here in Columbus, this is a different world now with Ted Carter as president of Ohio State. I can't say that for certain because he hasn't been here very long, and this hasn't spiraled to the depths that it has reached at NYU, Yale, Georgetown, Northwestern, Columbia. So we'll see as time unfolds what Ted Carter's made of. I'm hopeful that Colonel Ted, former Top Gun pilot, will be strict, fair, and decisive in his actions. But I'm amused at the ludicrous nature of some of the things that the people say who are behind these protests. As I say, first of all, if you can sit down and watch any of the video, and I have not, honestly, I have not watched detailed video of what Hamas did on October the 7th, but I have seen enough women pulled out of vehicles or off motorbikes with visual evidence of what Hamas terrorists did to them. And again, I'm trying to keep this clean. You might have kids in a car, but with clear, apparent visual evidence of what Hamas terrorists did to them. I have read enough stories from independent journalists to know that any woman, any young, any female student who is protesting for Palestine, you are soulless if you are doing that. I mean, you really are soulless. There is no moral equivalence between what Hamas did and what Israel is doing in defending itself from people who say in their charter, Hamas, that they want to exterminate all Jews from the face of the earth. Now, I just said that if you're a student and you're a woman and you are supporting this kind of evil, you are really clueless. But if you are a professor and you are supporting this, then I hope Ohio State finds a way to get rid of you. So I'm talking about you, Amy Schuster, OSU philosophy professor and a member of Jewish Voice for Peace in Central Ohio. The Dispatch quotes her saying, she and other members of her Jewish Voice for Peace in Central Ohio want to spread the message that, pay attention, pay real close attention to the message they want to spread. Amy Schuster, OSU philosophy professor. So she's got a worthless degree. She's probably got a couple worthless advanced degrees. She's living a good life, drawing a big paycheck. Not talking about reality, not teaching reality, not living in reality, living in philosophy land. Maybe she can open up a philosophy store. But here's the message that she and her other nutcases in Jewish Voices for Peace in Central Ohio want to convey. Jewish safety is absolutely bound up with the safety of the Palestinian people. Let me read that again. Jewish safety is absolutely bound up with the safety of the Palestinian people. I'm confused. Maybe you're confused. Maybe you've seen Arabs, Palestinians, people advocating for the extermination of Jews. Maybe you've heard enough about the Hamas charter, which says that death to the Jews is their goal. Maybe you've heard the from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. They got to get rid of every Jew, right? And then she, Professor Schuster, who says she's a member of the Jewish Voices for Peace, then says that the organization she's a part of wants to spread the message that Jewish safety is absolutely bound up with the safety of the Palestinian people. I'm having a hard time squaring how, if the Palestinian people are safe and are allowed to flourish and fulfill their mission, which is to eradicate Jews from the face of the earth, how that's good for Jewish safety. I'm a little confused. Maybe I don't do a good job of explaining it. So let me bring to you the voice of the leader of the student protests at Columbia. His name is Kamani James. Kamani James makes it very clear. Maybe if Kamani James spoke directly to Professor Amy Schuster from Ohio State, she would figure out what his objective is, because here he is clearly stating it.
And so be glad, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists. I've never murdered anyone in my life, and I hope to keep it that way. I genuinely hope to keep it that way.
It doesn't sound much like it. He made these comments in January on a Zoom call with people from Columbia who were trying to calm him and other crazy jihadists down. On this Zoom call with faculty members, he warned that anyone who opposes him, he's willing to meet up and fight, and that he fights to kill. A Columbia employee said, "Do you see why that's problematic in any way?" He responded, "No. I feel very comfortable calling for these people to die." Remember, Professor Schuster, he is talking about what he wants to happen to you, one of the Jewish voices for peace. And you think your safety is bound up in the safety of the Palestinian people. And I'm telling you, if people like this are allowed to enact their agenda, you will not exist. He says, "I think that taking someone's life in certain case scenarios is necessary and better for the overall world." Wow. This kid's a student at Columbia. He'll get a degree. He'll get a job. He'll probably become a professor. We see journalism professors at Northwestern fighting cops. We see you're either an idiot or an activist, most likely, if you're a professor joining these protests. We'll continue to discuss this and more on The Bruce Hooley Show. Well, one thing I missed while I was gone the last 3 days was the opportunity to have some fun with Joe Biden's Wednesday campaign appearance in Washington, D.C. Joe Biden was at the podium, and he was talking about the future, and this is what he said. Listen closely. See if you hear what I hear.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
Now, he looked a little confused when the people in the crowd started yelling, "Four more years. Four more years." Like, why are they? Dr. Jill, why are they yelling at me? Now, I noted on the Ohio on the official White House transcript, it says, "Biden, colon, folks, imagine what we can do next, four," and then it says, "inaudible." Inaudible means can't hear it, can't understand it, can't hear it, inaudible, can't make sense of it. One more time, can you make sense of...
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years what? Four more years.
Four more years. Pause.
Sounds like he said four more years pause. Because that is what he said, of course. Four more years pause. The pause was parenthetical in his teleprompter. And he read it because he's a very old man. What was the Robert Hur report? A well-meaning elderly man whose brain is mush. I think I ad-libbed the last part. But the White House is actively lying for the president when it says on the official White House transcript that the word pause was inaudible. It wasn't inaudible. We all heard it. He's done this before. Because he's old, because he's addled, because he's infirm, because he's not capable of doing the job. And he's certainly not capable of doing the job for 4.5 more years. He can maybe make it to November, but he's eventually going to leave the White House in a pine box sticking us if he's reelected with Kamala Harris. Now, this is not the only extent to which the White House is going to great lengths to try to conceal how unable Joe Biden is to handle the physical and mental demands of his job. Axios, which is hardly a difficult outlet when it comes to dealing with the media, notes that President Biden has introduced a change to his White House departure and return routine. Wait, you mean another one? I remember when he used to wear, as any man with any sense of style should, dress shoes with his suits, not tennis shoes. Now, the ESPN thing, those guys look like clowns. College basketball coaches who wear basketball shoes with their suits, they look like clowns. Okay. Joe Biden used to wear dress shoes like every other president who came before him, all 45 of them. But maybe what, 9 months ago, he started wearing Skechers or Hokas? All black, so they'd look like dress shoes, but they're not, because the man can't walk in dress shoes anymore. That's not uncommon for somebody in their 80s. My father, before he passed away, found shoes with a Velcro tie to be most comfortable for him. Nothing wrong with it. For the president of the United States, though, it's not a good look. And it betrays the fact that you're just too old for the job. Well, now Biden has introduced what should, in this copy, say a second change to his White House departure and routine, return routine. Instead of walking across the south lawn of the White House to and from Marine One by himself, he's now often surrounded by aides. Are they afraid he's going to be assassinated? No, they're afraid, A, he's going to trip and fall, and somebody wants to be there to catch him, and B, what they're really afraid of is you seeing him shuffle and bumble and stumble his way across the grass, because it makes him look, we can't have this, old. With aides usually walking now between Biden and the press's camera position outside the White House, the visual effect is to draw less attention to the 81-year-old president's halting gait that is stiff and labored. Yes, it is. Some Biden advisors have told Axios they're concerned that videos of Biden walking and shuffling, especially across the grass, have highlighted his age. Now, you know what's highlighted his age?
4 more years.
Yeah, that and more. Weeks ago, the president told aides he'd prefer a less formal approach. Yeah, sure he did. This was his idea, of course. Since the change, advisors think the images of Biden's walks to and from the helicopter are better, and they expect him to continue to have aides join him as an offensive line to block the cameras. This started in mid-April. In March, they keep track of this stuff because, of course, you never get access to the president. He never sits down for an interview. He never says anything. He still hasn't come out on camera and answered any questions about the campus protest. The only question he'll answer is one shouted at him where he gets half the information he needs to answer from the question. Hey, president, what do you think of the anti-Israel protests on campus? I condemn the anti-Israel. He wouldn't have been able to fashion that out of his own brain for a chocolate chip ice cream cone. But in March, he walked 5 times to Marine One, all by himself or with family members. But wait, starting April the 16th, Biden was joined by staff or lawmakers 9 out of 10 times that he walked to Marine One. The Biden team is convinced this will change voters' perceptions about his age in recent months. No, it won't. No, it won't. Are you really that stupid? Let's hope so. The White House has taken steps to prevent the president from tripping. Yeah, the short stairs. The doctors at the White House say the president has mild sensory peripheral neuropathy of the feet and addled applesauce of the brain, Dr. Hooley says. But his doctor has declared Biden fit for duty. And here's how you know Axios is in the bag for Joe Biden, because the rest of this says... I can't even read this with a straight face. Biden's doctor has released far more information about his health than Donald Trump's team has revealed about the 77-year-old ex-president, who, I might add, took a cognitive test as president, which Biden steadfastly refuses to do.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.